speaking.
Hey, Heath, it's Patrick with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this afternoon?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for asking. Hey, I just got your email. I figured I'd return it with a quick call and kind of iron this out with you real quick.
Yeah.
All right, so we just came across a few problems with the time in business since you just recently acquired the business. I know that you said that it's been around for a few years previously with Guy as the owner. That's correct, though, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So basically, none of our programs I could get you into, you could qualify for since you just recently bought the business. So I was just wondering, do you have any documentation or anything to kind of show the time in business from when Guy first started it? On the California Secretary of State filing, I noticed that you also filed that recently when you just acquired it. So, you know, anything to kind of show that previous history of the business?
Well, yeah, I mean, I've got a P&L for the history. I think I provided you with his tax return, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, he's got a Schedule C in there that relates to the business.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. And I've got a, I thought I'd given you an acquisition document.
There was. I did get that acquisition document. I'm saying anything from the time of business from when he originally started it, so we can show that the business has been in existence for, I think you said 2 years, correct, from when he first started it?
Well, no, December 2014.
Okay, so...
His tax return is from 2015, so you'll see, I'm not sure what other evidence you would have or you would need. We've got, I guess, what would you need?
Do you maybe have any documentation from when he originally started the business? Maybe any filing or any, you know, paperwork to show that you guys did, you know, initially start that back in December 2014?
I don't know. I mean, his an LLC, so I guess it would be whenever that was registered. The business was started in 2014. I guess I could go back and I'd have to look through my older due diligence. How far I went back, but I think I have his bank statements from 2015, so I don't know if that helps or not.
No, I'm not sure. I don't think any of the bank statements would work. Let me go ahead and go over that with my underwriter real quick. I'll bring that question up. But other than that, maybe if you had any, you know, SOS filing, anything that he had before when he was the current owner.
Yeah, I didn't look it up, to be quite honest. It wasn't because we didn't buy the... his company, we just bought the assets from his company, so it's not something that I looked into.
Mm-hmm.
But I can ask him if he's got anything like that. He was incorporated in Texas, so did you look at for credit eval in Texas at all or no?
I could try and find the SOS for that one. I just need anything to show that you guys started it back in December of 14.
Yeah, well, the business was started in December 2014. I know he had a partner, and they actually owned that. The entity was actually out of Sweden before that. His partner's in Sweden.
Uh-huh.
And then in mid-2015, I think it was around June, they transferred ownership across and split it 50-50 because they realized the tax rate was lower here than it was in Sweden.
Okay.
So I don't know what date he incorporated the LLC, but again, the business was around since then. I don't know if the Swedish thing helps you much at all. But as far as, like, when you say it's been recently owned, which it is fairly recent, but you're not thinking it's been owned since September, right?
Well, I'm not, and I know the situation. I went ahead and, you know, added notes to the file and everything like that, but basically the official documentation, you know, your California SOS filing shows that when you just bought the business, so that's basically what they're going off. And then also the tax return as well, and, you know, they saw that with Guy's, but basically they said we're just going to need some documentation to show that you're going to, or that you guys have been around since 2014. And then basically plan B, if not, then if you wanted to just kind of revisit this in about 2 months, because with first time with new companies, like in your situation, I know it's not a new company, but how you're the new owner, we need about 3 months time in business for that. And I know you just got that recently this last month, so.
No, but that's not right. So the Secretary of State only shows so let's back up. So the Geo Media Acquisition A Corp has been around since February the 10th. Of this year. We completed the acquisition July 15th, we filed for the Secretary of State foreign designation because we didn't have operations in California before then. So we filed that on the 25th of July. But they sent it back because we put in a mailing address instead of a business address. And so they sent it back. And so it became effective on the 15th of September. That doesn't mean we bought the business on the 15th of September. Okay, they don't even care that we bought a business or not. It's got nothing to do with that. It's got to do with when we filed for the Delaware Corporation to do business as a company in California.
Okay. So then where did you guys file that one originally on February 10th? Did you do that in Delaware, right?
Yeah, I can send you a certificate of incorporation because actually I had to file that plus I had to request that from Delaware in order to file my
California one.
Exactly. So I've got both of those in a PDF. I can email you those right now.
You know what? Yeah, if you want to just shoot me over the Delaware one, because you know February would give us a few more months on that file, so that might be just what we needed.
Yeah, and the acquisition, like I said, it posted July 15th. So, I mean, you can see it from the bank statements how everything ramped up right then. So we didn't do a transaction in September.
Right. No, and I know that too because, you know, we kind of went over everything together and you gave me the story. So, you know, I kind of clarified that as well. But it's not this is, you know, my feedback that I got from my credit department, the ones who, you know, analyze everything and go over all that. So,
yeah. Well, I'll send you over the. Do you have the certificate of designation for an organization in California already, right? Or do you need that too?
Could you just repeat that? You cut out right at the start. I'm sorry.
Sorry, I'll send you the Delaware certificate of good standing, which incorporates on that when the company was incorporated.
And uh-huh.
It certifies both things. It certifies the incorporation date plus the good standing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's as of July 25th, which is when we made the application for the
California.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's actually the application date. But again, it would have been done right away, but we screwed up on the application. So it came back, and they take weeks to turn things around.
Right.
So
right.
Do you want the actual certificate of organization for California, or you got that covered?
I think we have that one. You already gave me that one, right? That was the one with I think you did, with California, and it had the ownership transaction, and I think we did have that one.
Okay. Well, I'll send you over the Delaware one, and I guess you can let me know, and I can reach out to the owner. I mean, the tax return, I'm not sure. I guess that shows it was in 2015, right?
Yeah,
2014.
We're fine with that one. If you can just give me that so we know that, you know, even the February, that will give us more than that 3 months that, you know, is our requirement. So, you know, that might be able to help us as well. And then while I still have you on the phone, too, just so I kind of get this all clarified as well, 2 years ago, you said when Guy, what was that part about? You said 2 years ago, Guy, with the acquisition of the company, and then you guys in February.
Yeah. Okay, so no, so I didn't know Guy until June of this year. So Guy has a partner, Stefan Moritz. And they're the two sellers that you'll see in the transaction document on the signature page.
Yeah, I saw them.
So they went into business together in December 2014. Stefan incorporated I don't know if it was an LLC or the equivalent in Switzerland, in Sweden where he's from. He lives there. And they basically ran it as Credit Eval, I think AG LLC.
Uh-huh.
And then they ran it there for 6 months, and then they realized, the tax rate,
right.
Corporate tax rates are lower here, so they basically transferred ownership into Credit Eval LLC in the U.S.
Okay.
And so I don't know when he incorporated that LLC, but, you know, that'll get you back to at least June, because basically his tax return relates to the numbers from June onwards, not
okay.
the prior one was connected to the other guy in Sweden.
Right. Do you think, along with the Delaware filing that we just talked about as well, do you think you could get when he went LLC in America originally with the company?
Yeah. I think I can find that out, yeah.
Okay,
I think that's in my due diligence folder, so I'll have to... I don't know if I'll get the certificate, but I mean, I can find that out and then maybe send you a link to the to where you can find that directly.
Yeah, anything like that would help, and then I'll go ahead and add it to the file, get it resubmitted, and then we should be able to get you some answers, hopefully tomorrow, but I know it's almost the end of the day on Thursday, so...
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll get you the February info right now. I've got it already scanned in.
All right.
And then I'll dig up the other stuff, too.
Great. Yeah, once I get that, I'll go ahead and resubmit it, and we'll go from there, and hopefully we can get this taken care of.
All right. Thanks, Patrick.
Thank you, Heath.
Bye-bye.
Bye.